Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout out goes out to our active duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. And to everybody who's working on the Third Watch tonight, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers out there, the men and women in the 18-wheelers. Now you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, and we're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Check it out. See all the different things we have over there for you to look at. All right, and joining us right now from founderscode.com, the website again, founderscode.com, Denise Simon. And I got an article from you from 2020 yesterday.
I don't know why, but it was actually on the PRO Act. And the PRO Act has not passed. I think it just passed the House.
Right.
So it's where virtually every taxpayer will now be paying into unions, whether we're union members or not.
Yep.
That just kind of goes to show you how corrupt the whole thing is.
Yep, that had been done away with under Trump, but here we are, we're back again. Whether you're in the union or not, you're going to have to pay dues.
Crazy.
If it goes through the Senate. Now, it hasn't gotten to the Senate yet. They say they've got 40 sponsors, but 40 is not the 60 votes you need to get it to the floor.
That's right.
So I don't think they're going to get it, but we'll see. By the way, Europe made news yesterday because when the new rules went into effect, especially in France, they had a lot of very upset people that were there about the lockdowns and the vaccination mandates, and you had to tell people, prove that you were vaccinated if you wanted to get into certain buildings and go to work and all that.
Yeah, they have been protesting. I think that's been going on a week or so. I don't know if it'll do any good, but that's where they are.
That's true. That's very true. And in the meantime, our president, former president, and a lot of people think he still is, delivering a speech on election integrity over in Arizona yesterday amidst the forensic audit. And, of course, Donald Trump told his supporters that the Democrats cannot win elections without cheating. There's just no way. There's some truth in that, I suppose.
Yeah, I do think there's some truth in that. I think all the changes that were made during the whole pandemic thing,
mm-hmm.
To make voting easier. I think all of that just wasn't even necessary, and they were sidestepping legislatures and whatnot to do that. So all things are not settled by a long stretch.
Yep. Now, Dr. Ronnie Jackson, who is now Congressman Ronnie Jackson, who was the presidential physician for both Barack Obama and Donald Trump, has now said that he believes that Joe Biden will be forced to resign before the end of his first term because of his cognitive ability. And he is demanding, along with several other members of Congress, that the president get a cognitive test and release the results publicly.
Well, I said that to you on your show last week.
Yep.
That he could be forced to resign.
Correct.
I don't think it's because necessarily of a cognitive test. I think what Ronnie Jackson's trying to do is necessarily force the issue. But it won't be. They won't impeach, and they won't go through removal on the 25th Amendment. They'll force him to resign.
So what will Kamala do if she gets to be under the succession? She would be the president. Now, it's my understanding that she then appoints a vice president who has to be approved by the Senate. Is that correct?
I think so. She's not going to do well at this. But I think we're really putting the cart before the horse on this one.
Well, we'll just have to see what happens then, because everybody's wondering who the vice president would be under Kamala Harris. Who would she appoint? And I just came up with a cock and bull statement here last hour. How about Chuck Schumer? How about they throw him in there to the mix?
Well, Susan Rice.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if two women would quite fly, but we'll see. But I'm thinking Chuck Schumer is his last hurrah. He's old enough to retire. Maybe he'd want to go out in a blaze of glory as a vice president.
He wouldn't be going out in any kind of glory.
Well, in his mind.
Okay.
And, of course, it wouldn't be Pelosi, because she'd still be the next one in line to be the president. And then somebody last hour also said, well, maybe Nancy's trying to finagle a way to be the president. Well, maybe. What do you think?
Well, I think we need a Durham report. I think we need, to finish this investigation on Biden. But, there's too many things that this Department of Justice is not even prosecuting people now.
That's right. Hold that thought. Okay, folks, we're coming back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And Mr. Mike Gallagher is going to take us to break.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$50,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Alrighty, I'm gonna. In this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our friends at TuggyThePatriotPup.com, and you're gonna hear more about him in just a second here, because I'm waiting for this to pop up here, if it ever does. Here we go. Let's see what we got.
Hello, America. My name is Tuggy. I am the Patriot Pup.
A lot of history sometimes can be boring to kids, but the way that you've done this, this is extremely educational for anybody that wants to learn about America and how this country got started.
Yes, his family goes down through history, encompassing the 13 conflicts America has been involved in, and his family members either participate in the conflicts themselves or they participate as family.
Now, these are great books. They come at a great price. It's a great deal for anybody that wants to teach their kids about America. Don't forget to check out Tuggy the Patriot Pup. TuggyThePatriotPup.com, the website. If you want to go there, you want to take a look at it, because I'm telling you, those of you that have grandchildren, those of you that have little kids, and you're concerned about your kids not learning about American history, guess what? That's how they're going to learn. All right, TuggyThePatriotPup.com, and back over to Denise Simon from FoundersCo.com, and you and Tuggy can have coffee together.
All right.
You're going to get a chance to meet the dog. I'll bet the farm on that one. All right, back to where we were here. California's got plenty of problems, okay? First of all, over the weekend, actually it was Friday, Governor Newsom was handed yet another court loss, this time on private school closures. Way to go, Gavin.
Which, you know, on the recall effort, this all will go into the whole mix. So I don't know if they're running TV commercials out there or not. I have not heard that they are. But, yeah, this cat's got to go. He's mismanaged really the entire state.
Yep.
From so many aspects, not just education, not just the fraud in the unemployment thing, but from the power company to the abuse of power that he exercised through the pandemic through 2020 and continues to do so. The money that he's throwing at illegals and homeless and not making any kind of strides there. You know, in taxes. I mean, the list is very, very long. And, you know, the truth is we do want to save California, as crazy as that sounds. At one point, it was the fifth largest economy in the world. Mm. And, you know, they got people moving out of there like crazy. And you think home prices are high here in Florida and getting higher by the second. The same thing holds true for Nevada and for Arizona because that's where these people are moving.
Mm-hmm.
So the fact that California lost a congressional seat pretty much tells you everything you need to know.
All righty, we got one of our favorite callers on the line from Wesley Chapel. Let's get on over there. Good morning, sir.
Yes, good morning, Captain. Good morning, Denise. I'd like to share this piece of history with you that ties into what's going on today. Do you remember John H. Johnson, the publisher of Ebony and Jet magazine? He was 27 years old when he founded Johnson Company in 1945 in Chicago. Now, the majority features was on black life. As far as I'm concerned, Mr. Johnson was ahead of his time. Flashback three quarters of a century, he features stories of what is going on in major cities across America today. The difference, they called it black on black crime. Crime and murder committed mostly by blacks in black communities. America, don't we see that today? Illegal guns in most cities are not handled by responsible licensed citizens, but those who are tied to illegal activity in the black community. Today, social media is the driving force in America's black community. It teaches young people Marxism, and the word of God is not on their list of priorities. Thank you, Captain. Have a great day.
All right. Thanks, Elliot. No, God is not going to be on one of their priorities. If anything, they're trying to, if you can call such a thing, they're trying to cancel God.
What's particularly interesting, and it's really kind of like the 800-pound gorilla in the room, is the gang activity, the gang membership, if
mm-hmm.
you will.
Mm-hmm.
And the sad part about it is these families, well, these, can't call them families because they're not one. They're fatherless homes.
Mm-hmm.
And these kids are begging as in their youth, they're begging for some kind of inclusiveness, and they find it in gangs.
Mm-hmm.
And there's where we are. Nobody really talks about the size of the gangs in Chicago, much less Atlanta, much less Oakland.
Well, remember we talked about 4,000, I think it was, gang members in Chicago alone?
No. It's 100 and...
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah, it's well into the 150, okay. 200,000. Atlanta is, I think, at 90,000.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you know, crazy enough, the FBI has a gang unit. I mean, if anybody in your listening audience, just go over to the FBI gang unit website and see the list of names of the gangs.
Mm-hmm.
If they're doing their job, we wouldn't be the list would be getting smaller and smaller, and it's not.
Mm. Well, you know, we talked about California a minute ago here, And I want to get this out there because California's problems are only beginning. It's going to be a long, hot summer, and it's going to get even hotter because California's planning to take a major hydroelectric power plant offline this coming month, during August and September, during the season of peak demand, because extreme drought means that there's not enough water available for the power plant to run its turbines. Here we go again. It's the Edward Hyatt Power Plant at Lake Oroville, California.
Well, this is not a new phenomenon. Sadly.
First time for this plant.
Well, but it's a phenomenon. Mm-hmm. And I think what really needs to be said here is that California is going to be, you know, even if they recover from the pandemic and they can, you know, open their businesses, they're going to be going through rolling blackouts again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think they're already doing that in a few places. Now, I haven't heard from Tom Del Baccaro, but he was in an area where they were doing a lot of that, correct?
At one point, yes.
All right, because Kyle Warren's down in South California, down around L.A., east of L.A., and he's over there by Angel Stadium, and he said that they've done it there several times already.
Now they have to save on water. They don't have water again.
Yeah. Well, maybe the monsoon will find them. Okay, back to a couple of things here. We now know, and there's no doubt about it, the Capitol Police Department falls under the part of what the Speaker of the House does in the Congress. Is that correct?
Kind of, sort of.
Okay.
There is a House committee that has oversight.
Well, Representative Banks was on television yesterday, and he came out and in no uncertain terms said Nancy Pelosi's office is to blame for the Capitol security breakdown on January the 6th. But they want to stick to their false blame and false accusations about the Trump supporters' narrative instead of telling the truth about what actually happened that day. What say you?
Well, what says me is that this, you know, commission that she's mobilizing here won't be a legitimate commission, which is what Jim Banks is trying to convey here. Because remember, he was named to the commission by McCarthy, and Nancy said no.
Okay. Here comes the music. Gotta let you go. Talk to you soon. Stay low up there in the mountaintop and stay cool. And I'll talk to you tomorrow. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com. Check out all the great articles that she writes. And you'll know what's going on when she knows about it. I'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As new COVID cases have ticked up in all 50 states, health officials say that new infections are rapidly spreading through those who are still unvaccinated. Chief White House Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci tells CNN's State of the Union that while the pandemic is going in the wrong direction, we do have the tools to blunt the latest trends.
If you look at the inflection of the curve of new cases, and as you said, that it is among the unvaccinated, and since we have 50% of the country is not fully vaccinated, that's a problem, particularly when you have a variant like Delta, which has this extraordinary characteristic of being able to spread very efficiently and very easily from person to person. And we know we have many, many, many vulnerable people in this country who are unvaccinated. We have the tools to blunt that and make that model wrong.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Thank you all, United States veterans. May God bless you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is, and this edition of our military and veterans news brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with their two locations to serve you and teach you how to become an aviation maintenance tech. You can start out around $60,000 a year. It's a tremendous profession, and here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two locations, one in Clearwater, Florida, which is right here in my backyard, and the other one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is a suburb of Boston. Now, I would strongly suggest, as you've heard me say before, that you give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080, and ask to take the tour of one of their locations, either the one here in Clearwater or the one in Concord, Mass., whichever one is closest to you. Now, you can also check them out online by going to naa.edu. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. You'll be able to talk to not only some students, but probably a teacher or two. And more than likely, you'll be able to find out about the financing that's there. Because if you're a post-9/11 vet, I can almost guarantee your education will be taken care of, your training. And if you're a pre-9/11, you probably have a portion of your educational benefits left, unless you haven't used it at all, and then you may have it all left. It all depends on the length of time that you've been sitting there on it. And then, of course, they have the civilian benefits, too. Now, the Iraqis have come up and made a statement that's pretty bold, but if they mean it, it could be something that would benefit us. The Prime Minister of Iraq on Friday said Iraqis are now ready to stand up on their feet and protect themselves. He said, "We are no longer in need of U.S. combat troops. So our role by the end of the year could shift from one of combat to an advisory role in Iraq." And that would be a tremendous improvement. Now, in Afghanistan, the commander of the troops in the region is asking permission from the Department of Defense to continue close air support for the Afghan army, who are desperately in need of that because they're being surrounded and cut off by the Taliban, which is part of their stranglehold that they're doing to get the military to give up or run out of ammunition, beans and bullets, and then surrender. But the problem is, they're not taking any prisoners, the Taliban, that is. You surrender, you're just giving up your life. And there's all kinds of proof of that right now in Afghanistan. Make no mistake about it. Well, the $740 billion defense authorization bill proposal received bipartisan support in the Senate Armed Services Committee, but it still hasn't hit the floor of the Senate for the vote that it needs to have. Now, the DOD would see a big budget boost. Military justice overhaul under the Senate proposal is also in the works, but it hasn't yet made it for a vote. We'll see how that works out. Again, take 60 votes to get it on the floor. You don't have them, you don't get it. Also, a bipartisan group of lawmakers want to force the Pentagon to identify supply chain vulnerabilities. They want to map those supply chain risks and cut any products that we're buying from China. And boy, are we. Now, the Senate Armed Services Committee also has approved language in its annual defense policy bill that would require women to register for the draft. They voted to make women eligible, and all they want them to do is register for the draft. Not get drafted, but register for the draft. By the way, some very disturbing news coming out of Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri. That's one of the basic training centers for the Army. They've reported 26 suicide attempts. And that's very discouraging to hear that. And that's so far this year. Now, the U.S. launched several airstrikes in support of Afghan forces this past week. But they want the ability to be able to do it as often as the Afghan troops need. Now, these are the first known U.S. airstrikes in Afghanistan since General Scott Miller, who had been the top U.S. commander in the country, relinquished his command and left the country last week. I'm sure there will be more, because I'm sure that we are going to do what the Afghans are asking us to do, and that is to fly sorties and keep their troops from being taken, captured by the Taliban. Now, the U.S. Special Operations Command, SOCOM, wants to have four squadrons of its in-development armed Overwatch aircraft that could be sent to austere environments where terrorists and other violent groups operate. Now, part of that is double talk, or quick talk, if you will, for operating drones over some of these territories. And if you don't think we're not doing it in Africa, you're wrong, because we are. By the way, the British aircraft carrier, the pride of the fleet, the HMS Queen Elizabeth, has been drilling, along with its carrier strike group, a two-day exercise called Exercise Konkan with the Indian Navy, and they performed very admirably. Did a very good job. Not that it's surprising that they would, but they get a pip-pip and a cheerio from us. And the U.S. military is preparing to house as many as 35,000 Afghan interpreters and family members at two American bases in Kuwait and Qatar, in an expanding effort to aid those who will face Taliban retribution for helping American forces. How in the world we are going to get 35,000 of those Afghans out of Afghanistan by the end of this month, and certainly by September, which is when we're supposed to be totally gone, is beyond me. If they can do it, more power to them, but I don't see them being able to do it. Just me. Now, here's one for you. Two senators are teaming up to change an unfair and antiquated policy that requires students at military academies who get pregnant to choose between abandoning their military career or their child. I didn't know they were still doing that. I thought that they had changed that around. But they are. And the decision to prosecute sexual assault and other serious crimes, such as kidnapping or murder, would be made by military attorneys outside a unit's chain of command under an agreement reached by the Senate Armed Services Committee this past week. That will be a first. Now, the House voted this past week to evacuate more Afghan allies as the U.S. war there ends. The vote was 417-16, sending it along to the Senate. And again, I don't know how they're going to get them out in an expeditious manner. By the way, all five of Oklahoma's military installations will remain viable and are poised to grow under the latest federal budget defense appropriation bill, according to Senator Jim Inhofe's office. Good news for Oklahoma. All right, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, right after these messages that are coming your way. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, Mr. Announcer Guy, I do believe I will. This portion of the program is brought to you by Moss, Acura Moss, spelled M-A-U-S. And if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and comes standard with a 345 horsepower engine. Plus, some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats and front seat massagers. And boy, does that feel fantastic. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best. And don't forget, your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care, with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. And they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military veterans and first responders, too. Located on North Florida Avenue, right next to Moss Nissan. And find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S. Acura.com, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. There you go. Now, airports in the western U.S. are starting to see a jet fuel shortage. Now, a shortage of jet fuel coupled with supply chain issues are making it difficult to keep an adequate supply of fuel in some of these airports out west. Wow. You talk about throwing a monkey wrench into the works. Somebody will have to get that one fixed pretty quick, won't they? Holy smokes. By the way, Americans, no doubt about it, are feeling the pinch from the highest inflation that we've had in about 30 years. And Joe Biden's ludicrous inflation claim just absolutely defies logic. And it goes along with his mental state. We talked about the cognitive state when he makes comments about there's no inflation. Jeez. By the way, another Republican senator chiming in about inflation. While the Democrats are claiming their massive spending numbers are actually helping inflation, Senator Mike Lee says the inflation bomb robs the poor to give to the rich. Robs the poor to give to the rich. Because the rich are benefiting a lot more than the poor are with the advantages that are being shown here with some of the new loopholes that are out there and some of the new regulations that are about to come about, too, I might add. By the way, the White House announced plans on Friday to expand aid for mortgage borrowers who have fallen behind on payments during the coronavirus pandemic, because we've been told that shortly the mortgage protection will go away, which means there's going to be one hell of a run on foreclosures, if that's the case. Because these people that lent the money to the people that can't pay for the homes are not going to sit there and wait forever. And we'll see how this works out. By the way, Nigel Farage, remember him? He says this disease of inflation takes a long time to cure. Boy, does it, Nigel. Boy, does it. And under increasing fire, Joe Biden has started to shift his messaging on inflation to actually acknowledge that there is such a thing and it needs to be brought under control. Now, Janet Yellen, who is the Treasury Secretary, says that irreparable harm will be done to the economy if the debt ceiling is not raised. Well, irreparable harm is being done to the economy by the amount of money that we'll never, ever, never, ever, ever pay back to the people that we borrowed it from. It just isn't going to happen. And, you know, when it comes to market volatility, of course it's troubling, and it's a real problem. And we really have to do something about it. The question is what? How do we get ourselves out of here? And by the way, the Democrats, we've already heard it. Their solution is we can spend our way out of the problems that we're in right now. We can spend our way out. Well, we can't. It's not that simple. When you've got states like California, where you have a natural disaster, where there's not enough water in a reservoir to allow a power plant, which is operated by water, to continue to generate power, and you're about to put a tremendous load on your power system, your power grid, in the state of California, well, you got a mess developing, a big-time mess. And here's something for you to consider. The Federal Reserve's Monetary Policy Making Committee is set to meet again this week, Tuesday and Wednesday. Now, the last time they met, back in mid-June, the consumer price index had been running hotter than expected at 0.6% in May and 3.8% compared with pre-pandemic February 2020. Food was up 0.4 of a percentage point. Gasoline actually slipped 0.7 lower. The standard year-over-year comparison had inflation running even hotter. But everyone agrees that it does not really make sense to run annual comparisons against the lockdown economy. Now, inflation is running much hotter. Food prices have jumped 0.8% in June, and gasoline soared 2.5%. I think that's low on both those cases. Now, overall, the price level rose 0.9%, and it's up 4.7% so far this year compared with February 2020 and a 5.4% compared with a year earlier. Now, the Kansas City Fed also reported this week that record numbers of manufacturers in the American heartland expect that prices will go higher 6 months from now, challenging the Fed chairman Jerome Powell's claim that inflation would be transitory. Well, the problem is nobody knows what's going to happen with inflation. Things like the weather can change it. But contributing to the softer expansion of business activity has been a slower upturn in new business across the service sector in July. The pace of growth was the least marked for 5 months, and some firms noted customer hesitancy amid the significant hikes in selling prices was also taking place. Similarly, the rate of increase in new export orders eased, and that wasn't helping matters either. Now, the IHS market said on Friday of last week that its flash U.S. composite PMI output index, which offers a preliminary look at manufacturing and services sectors based on surveys of company executives, fell to a four-month low of 59.7 from 63.7 in June. A reading above 50 indicates economic growth, but when it's dropping from over 60 into the 50s, that's not growth, obviously. Well, here comes the music. Right around the corner, Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. So don't go anywhere. Frank will be back with me, and we got lots of stuff going on. We're going to talk a little firefighter talk here and try to straighten something out here when you get back. Don't go anywhere. We shall return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.